everybody. Welcome to the Sports Doctor, live from stormy Chicago. Sorry for the late start. Had some technical difficulties. So we're going to start all over again. Again, the Sports Doctor, everything sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. I want to congratulate all our physical therapy friends. October is National Physical Therapist Month. Again, there seems to be a physical therapy clinic on every block. We really think they do a fantastic job. The book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, continues to get so much great feedback. Positive Hooplots on Amazon. I just did a guest appearance Monday morning on Diane Jones, KLBW in St. Louis, where we spent a half hour talking about the show, and you can see all sorts of information. Go to hashtag Hey Sports Parents. So we've got a great doubleheader today. We're going to start off with Lori Lassiter. She's a multiple marathoner, personal trainer, running coach, and she'll be joining us. She's also the owner of L2 Performance Training. She's going to be returning guest, and then one of BBS's hosts, Karen Cataline. She hosts Spouting Off with BBS Radio, but she's also the author of Fat Flesh, Food Police and Fear of Thin. Quite a story. Then it's the Sports Doctor's in and your emails, but let's jump right out. Lori Lassiter, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you very much for having me back on the show.
Great to have you back. Give us a little bit of fill-out background, Lori, of your running career and your initiation into running, coaching, and performance training.
Sure. Well, I've been running for about 45 years, and most of that time I was working as an engineering executive, so it was a good way to relieve stress. And I ran quite a number of marathons and had quite a number of injuries. And so I became interested in how to prevent injury and how to help other people prevent injury. So when I retired from engineering, I decided to become a personal trainer and a running coach. And that's what I'm doing now. I continue to run marathons, but I have L2 Performance Training, which is my personal training company, and then I also do a lot of training at Edward Elmhurst Health and Fitness in Woodridge, Illinois.
Yes, Edward Health and Fitness, where I've been doing foot screenings since they first built the place, like 15 years ago, once a month. We might watch somebody walk, might watch them run, talk about shoes, talk about their foot mechanics. As an engineer, you would absolutely appreciate the fact that the foundation of the body, you know, Dr. Bob here is a sports podiatrist, make a very, very big deal about singing the song that the foot bones attached to the ankle bones, attached to the knee bones and the backbone. What's interesting, Lori, is the fact, you know, years ago, runners never did strength training. You couldn't talk them into it. Now it's become a real big deal.
Right, although it is still hard to talk some of them into it.
Yes. Well, we used to see runners. My famous therapist friend, Bob Guider, the kinesiotherapist trainer of champions, used to talk to me all the time. He says, I'm looking at these runners. They're all hunched over. They're all way overdeveloped with their running muscles. They don't develop the rest of the body, and it became a very, very big deal to strengthen the whole individual in order to stay out of trouble. Still today, 50% of runners deal with some overuse problem of the foot or lower extremity, whether it's shin splints, whether it's runner's knee, whether it's foot problems. So it's great to have the input of a running coach. How many marathons have you run, Lori?
I've run 31 marathons, including all the World Marathon Majors, and I've run Boston 3 times.
Wow. I mean, that's really quite an accomplishment where we start to see again, not only, and again, the excitement is still here in Chicago. The Chicago Marathon, all 45,000 runners, was just a couple of days ago. It's just amazing to see faster and faster and more competitive. It really is exciting. Of course, the Boston Marathon has been around how many years? Who knows?
Over 100.
Over 100 years. Talk about some of the ages that you deal with the running population and your coaching.
I have a number of runners that are in their teens and even preteen years running at school, and it goes all the way up to runners who are still active running in their 60s and 70s. I have a runner who is in his 70s that completed his first half marathon last year. So some pretty exciting stuff.
Yes, the great Dick Pond shoes, for example. My daughter and his daughter grew up, the late Dick Pond, America's first running shoe store, for the most part. And when I would do screenings there, I would see people who were the great Killer Kowalski, old patient of mine from the late 70s. I think he ran 15,000 miles in my orthotic, but the man was still competing in his middle 70s. It's pretty extraordinary. And the, again, safety of some of our youngsters, because the fact is that running does have its share of overuse injuries. Many times we don't see traumatic injuries like somebody blew a knee out because they got tackled. We see overuse injuries because of the repetitive motion of hitting the same way and the same consistency in that regard. And I know that you do a lot of different programs. Talk about your L2 performance training.
Yeah, well, that's my training company, and I work with runners on strength training because you mentioned all the different ages. It's important for young people to strength train because a lot of times they have imbalances just because they haven't done any training. And then as people get older, to avoid injury, it's imperative that they strength train because the body will lose muscle if you don't fight against that with regular strength training.
Yes, and it's amazing, again, how it's become popular. What's the website, Lori, of L2 Performance Training?
Well, it's pretty easy. It's www.l2performancetraining.com.
Right. Keep it simple, salesman. Everybody, you're listening to The Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Got a little bit of a late start today because of some technical difficulties, but we are back on track. You can go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You can go to radio shows and go back over 10 years. Matter of fact, maybe you can go back 30 years when we were doing Reel to Reel at College DuPage, WDCB. You can zip over to newspaper articles, magazine articles. I just had a feature guest editorial in Lower Extremity Review, which is a magazine that goes out internationally to all the physical therapists, chiropractors, podiatrists. So you can get your fill of so many different articles, including one of my most notorious articles, which is Women in High Heels Accepting the Challenge. When we're talking about straightening the foot ankle, you could follow us on Twitter. Again, that's why we titled the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, or you can go to @SportsDoc, DOC Radio. We have over 30,000 followers. We have great sports medicine, nutrition, other training information routinely, besides information on who's on the radio, who's coming on the radio, talking with running coach Lori Lassiter. Again, you know, one of the reasons that we wrote the book, Lori, is, you know, the pressure on these young kids to perform earlier and earlier, whether it's coaches' pressure, whether it's peer pressure, whether it's parent particular pressure. And, you know, running is no different, where we might see 12, 13-year-olds who are already running every day, running sometimes 5, 10 miles a day, and overkill is such a big problem. I always ask coaches like you who work with individuals how your sports psychology skills are going.
Well, I agree with a number of other coaches in other fields and in other sports that early specialization is usually a road to injury and overuse. And I really encourage people to diversify in sports, especially at the younger ages, and do a number of different things to develop different skills and different strengths and to really develop the body before you start to specialize and really beat up on, you know, a very limited aspect of the body.
There's no doubt about it, but one of the chapters in my section of the book is called The Prodigy Sports. You know, I've been putting orthotics in figure skaters for 4 decades, give or take a few weeks. Evan Lysacek, who grew up in our area, the Chicago area, 2010 men's Olympic gold medalist, was 10 years old when I put orthotics in the skates. And these kids, think of it, gymnastics, tennis, soccer, figure skating, ballet, where you could tell these kids all day long you'd like them to do other sports, but this is their love, this is what they do, and it's become a right. real, real challenge, you know, with specializing so early, even though, you know, the Gold Cup women's soccer champions, 80% of these ladies played multiple sports. So it's terrific,
right.
good advice, even though it's a tough sell when we're talking about, again, what I label as the prodigy sports. What are some of the things in strength training for runners, again, that you pay attention to? It seems like the core is always such a big deal, low back, hips. What are some of the different exercises that you pay big attention to?
Right. Well, like you said, the core is one of the key areas, and most of my focus there is on anti-movement exercises, things like planks and side planks and anti-rotation work, just to make sure the person knows how to stabilize their core against forces that are trying to destabilize it. And then I would say a close second is hip stability, specifically your ability to stabilize on one foot, because running is really jumping from one foot to the other, so you better be stable on a single foot, or you're going to have a lot of trouble with injuries as a runner.
It's always been one of my favorite, again, Bob-guided tests, whether you were the best athlete in the world or a young kid, which was, let's see you balance on one foot. Let's watch you do a partial squat. Let's see how your stability.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the reasons why we gave to Edwards Health and Fitness, one of the sand dune steppers, why we like so much these balance exercises. In the book, we talk about two essential exercises for all athletes at all ages, and one is stability work, balance work, standing on mini trams, tilt boards, BOSU, and strengthening of the feet and ankles with rubber bands. How much running do you do now routinely yourself?
Probably about 35 miles a week.
That seems
but
to be the amount that people can tolerate
week.
Quite well.
Yeah, well, I spend about 4 hours a week strength training, so that's the key.
Do you do any 5 or 10K races?
I don't do a lot of racing really anymore, especially short-distance racing. You know, I do some marathons occasionally, but even that, I don't routinely do a lot of racing. I enjoy the training more than the racing, to be honest with you.
Where are some of these? You mentioned you've run in some of the world marathon. What are some of the world marathon events?
Oh, okay. Well, there are 6 world marathon majors, 3 in the U.S. and 3 overseas. We have Chicago, Boston, New York, Tokyo, London, and Berlin.
Wow. You would have loved my guest last summer, Makita, who 2 summers ago ran across Europe 3,600 miles.
Oh, wow.
Doing 2 marathons a day for the cause of obesity, and he made it, and he did it successfully. I thought it was humanly impossible as we watch some of these ultra races and ultra marathons. So the 6 majors, it sounds like the tennis and the golf world almost, with the majors.
Yeah. So they started the World Marathon maybe about 10 years ago, and I think about 4,000 people have completed all 6 races. So,
wow, and you're one of them.
It's a pretty small group. I am.
What's your best time in a marathon? Just curious.
3:49.
Wow. You know, that's like already 1 out of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, as we see. You know, a lot of the hoopla is we'll ever see a two-hour marathon, maybe in the next lifetime. As we see science get better, I think
yeah,
the world record
Berlin this year.
Yes, wasn't it like 2 hours and 1 minute? It's really extraordinary when we take a look at some of these particular barriers. How long have you done personal training over at Edwards Health and Fitness in West Mount, Illinois? One of the leading facilities. Edwards Health and Fitness in Naperville. I remember when they first opened the first one in Naperville, Illinois, a lot of the doctor population said, you know, what, a fitness center? What's that? You know, now it's one of many, many hospitals that really have made such a big commitment to wellness and fitness and good health, which is something that I think our country is finally catching up with instead of having our programs of sick care, it seems.
Yeah, it really is a wonderful facility. When I was working in engineering, I used to drive by it, and I would think to myself, I'm going to retire, and I'm going to do training there. So fortunately for me, that worked out.
Yes, and having a hospital behind the fitness world, that kind of expertise, all the different specialties that could be added and included, whether it's the world of nutrition and dietitians, whether it's the heart rehab program, all of these different types of programs, that can really work in to the situation involving, again, health and wellness in that regard. Do you have any involvement with any of the schools, high schools, some of the even junior high schools and some of their different running programs?
Not on an ongoing basis. I've done some work with a soccer team, a local soccer team, with helping them get strength and agility training, and I've done some work with Girls on the Run, which is a program helping girls get involved at junior high and high school ages, getting involved with running.
Great idea. Again, the Lori Lassiter, the owner, L2 Performance Training. Lori, quickly, give me the website again.
www.performancetraining.com.
Okay, Lori, hold on a quick second. Everybody, we're going to be right back. Thanks. It's the Sports Doctor.